AM 950, the progressive voice of Minnesota. It is the Matt McNeil Show for your Thursday. Good to be with you today. Matt Hunter, it is very arc-building weather out there. My God, has it been coming down pretty aggressively. It's they're saying up to 3 inches by tonight. I've had all my kids' sports stuff canceled out. I mean, we got lightning and thunder going off right now. It is coming down out there, and if you just look at radar, it's just a big massive blob. It's going to be raining till tomorrow, basically. So yeah, it's bad. I mean, it's still, you know, we need to put it in perspective. It's not like Hurricane Florence bad, but it's, yeah, this is a lot of water coming down. And once again, another sign of climate change, 6 weeks of no rain whatsoever, everything dries out and dies, and then all of a sudden we get 2 months worth of rain in 3 or 4 days. So it's, have you been outside lately?
No.
has the outside come into here lately? We got to check this. We might have some leaking water in here in a little bit. Guest free today, one of those shows. And all my, I had good intentions. Apparently, Democrat of the Day didn't even bother to message me back until just now. And they're not going to be here. So, and then also, just to let you know, Michael Broadcorp, we are going to talk to him about the book he's got coming out for Missing in Minnesota, the Sandra Grazzini Rocky stuff. I told him, how many times did I have that guy on the air where I said to him, you need to write a book? And apparently he took it to heart because they're writing a book. It's coming out next month, I believe. And so Tuesday, they had an unexpected meeting they had to take today. Allison Mann and Michael Broadcorp from Missing in Minnesota, who are co-writing that book, are going to be here on Tuesday to talk about that book for half the show. So I'm looking forward to doing with that. And it sometimes happens.
You know, I remember you saying that.
I told him how many times? How many times? You know what else I've always said? The evil of electric scooters. Have I?
You
know,
have always said that.
I have always said this. Did you see the story? The poor woman in St. Paul who took the job of charging the electric scooters apparently plugged 8 of them into one of the plugs. I'm guessing she has one of those, you know, foreign plugs in her garage. Because the 8 jobber, I don't see that one too often. Well, it set it on fire. $20,000 worth of damage because of electric scooters. Kids, it's your Uncle Matt. You know, whether it's you deciding, I'm going to try an electric scooter out once, next thing you know, you're getting a decorative facial hair and contemplating the benefits of organic honey harvesting. You know, I'm here as your friend. You know, you don't want to be that person who all of a sudden wakes up one day and you're on a slack line over at Lake Harriet. You just don't want to be that person. It's an intervention. Stay away from the electric scooters. You don't want to become a hipster. Oh, for God's sakes, you don't. Stop trying so hard, guys. Stop trying so hard, okay? Just stop. All right, you don't have to do it that much. You're who are you impressing in the old hammock there? Hammocking everywhere you go, because that's when I'm looking for impressive man meat, I always look for who's hammocking right now. I've wanted to get man meat into a show at some point. So there you go. 8 scooters. Don't try to charge 8 scooters in one plug. If I can, Matt's safety tip for the day. That's probably a good idea as well. 952-946-6205. So, I am going to take some time to address a something we have heard some grief from. And that is that we have been approached by the Republican Attorney General candidate, Wardlow, and we are airing commercials for him. And as people who get very defensive of the station, and we understand it, what in the, you know, we get it. Okay, we get it. It was, you weren't expecting to hear that here, were you? All right. First of all, let me make sure we understand the rules of the game. To have an FCC license, Federal Communication Commission, which you need to have a working radio station, you cannot deny political ads. You can't do it. And so, and this is not a PAC ad. There's a difference here, okay? PACs are basically roving groups of wolves, and we don't have to pay that much attention to them because they're PAC ads. But the candidates themselves, if the ad purchase comes from the candidate themselves, we can't say no. We can't say, you know, we can't take that. We have to take it. And there are some cases where if there's an absolute undeniable fraudulent lie or something in the ad, you can turn it down. But, you know, we don't have the, you know, that's some, I know KSTP does that a lot, especially with Democratic ads. Funny. But they claim that, oh, that's not honest. But the reality is we can't deny these ads. And so I can understand that you might be upset or bothered by that. Let me say for the record here, no one has told me what to say and what not to say on the air as far as topics go. No one here has, Chad, who owns the station, he's an incredibly nice guy and a very smart radio broadcaster, if I may say so myself. He's sometimes criticized my tone, which, you know, I'm going to give him that one. I think he's right. I'm going to give him that. But Chad's never told me you have to talk about this or you can't talk about that. This is the first radio station I've been at where that has been the case. Every other radio station I've been at, I have been told what I can and cannot talk about. Never had that here. Not with Chad, nor with Janet and Bill when they were running the station. Nor has Hunter or Brett, my producers, neither of them have told me what I can and cannot say. So this is not about, I'm not about to all of a sudden, well, I guess we have to be nice. No, Wardlow, I mean, come on, Wardlow, where's Wardlow? And by the way, we'll get to Wardlow here. I mean, there is definitely some things. There are definitely some things that we need to talk about in far as that attorney general's race. But you know, that's the important thing. And at the end of the day, the person's paying to be on this station, which is supporting this station. Now, you could say, you know, it's as far as that goes, if that's you want to do that, that's fine. Yeah, I don't know how many listeners you're going to convert to your thought process, but, you know, I am not going to stand in the way, nor will anyone else here, because we can't. We cannot do that. So as much as you are upset about that, I can, to a point I understand it, but at the same time, that is what getting a radio station license is that it's not our job here is not to just drive one narrative, as some other places do. Our job here is to be a working, functioning radio station. And we would love to have Keith Ellison buy some airtime here. Absolutely. And that's that. And I get it. I get it. You're upset. And like I said, trust me, people get very defensive of the station. I know that. It is a rare oasis in the desert. I get it. But we also have to play by the rules. We're not here to try to, you are an intelligent individual. You're listening to this station. You think for yourself. You are an intelligent individual. I don't tell you who to vote for. That is not my job. You educate yourself and make your own decisions. All right? We will present the facts to you and let you determine what you want to do. All right? 952-946-6205. Nora is in Minneapolis. Let's bring her on in here. Welcome on in, Nora.
Hi, can you hear me fine?
I can hear you fine. Are you okay? Is your place underwater or something?
No, I just was on speaker. But I do have an iPhone. Sometimes they say if you go off speakerphone, it's better. But no, I'm not underwater, but I have spent the day investigating about the problem of the horrific ad about extreme Keith Ellison. And here's what I found out from calmlawblog.com. Let's see. Where was I? Oh, God. Anyway, I'm not finding the exact paragraph at the moment.
I'll let you paraphrase. I'll let Nora, why don't you
paraphrase? What it is that okay. In contrast to federal candidates, the FCC rules do not qualify to state and local candidates. Here we go. I got it. In contrast to federal candidates for state and local offices, blah, blah, are not entitled to reasonable access, quote unquote. Thus, a station can choose not to sell any time to any candidate for a particular state or local office. But if the station does sell time to one candidate for a particular non-federal office, other candidates for that office will be entitled to insist on equal opportunities. And I've talked to Keith Ellison's, I've talked to, you know, Chad Larson earlier, then I got more information. I talked to Keith Ellison's campaign. They're willing to not put a Keith Ellison ad on so Chad can just tell them to go take a, you know, what
well,
with their
Nora,
ad.
Nora. I really appreciate, first of all, us being part of your web search. That was delightful. Second of all, you just said it. Keith Ellison, and it's nice, and thanks Keith Ellison's campaign for saying, well, you're not going to buy any ad time with us. If that's indeed what they said to Nora, we don't know. I can't say that. But we are not going to sit here if Keith Ellison comes in the door on 3 weeks before the thing and saying, I want to run some ads. And by the way, Mr. Ellison, you might want to start running some ads. I'm just saying, you might want to start running some ads. But that being said, what you're saying is this. We as a radio station are going to consciously turn down any statewide Democrat dollars just to prevent any Republican from getting on the air. Nora, do you understand how businesses work? Okay. Do you want, I mean, we can't do that. All right. I understand. I appreciate it. We have a lot of great sponsors. We got a lot of great people here that support us. And we are very grateful for that. But we, as a business, as a functioning business that has to use, we have to take electricity, punch it through a metal stick, create a wave signal so you can listen to us at home. That is a radio station. That costs money to do. We are not going to go on out there in campaign season and say, you know what? We're just going to choose not to take any campaign dollars whatsoever just to make sure no Republicans buy any ad time. Don't criticize us for that. Maybe the question you should be saying is, why aren't the Democrats taking more of advantage of the station? That's just a thought process to put out there. But the reality is this. We are a functioning business, and we are not going to basically say we're going to sit out an election. that's what you're suggesting we do, that we don't take any campaign money from any Democrat in any race just in case a Republican wants to buy airtime as well. I don't know if you understand the ins and outs of how businesses work, but that's a business model that's going to fail, especially in media. Right? I mean, and I don't care if it's TV, I don't care if it's newspaper, I don't care if it's radio. You can't have a business model like that and expect to survive. You guys want this radio station on the air, I'm presuming. I want to be here. Everyone else wants to be here. That means we're not going to turn away people that are offering money to be on the air. Now, as opposed to sitting here and vilifying us on this, because I'm not going to, like I said, no one's told me to pull my punches on Wardlow. And where's Wardlow? Oh, and don't think for one second a few ads on this radio station are going to get me to tone down. All right, a little bit, but still. At the same time, we are a business, we are a functioning business, we are following the FCC rules, and we sure as heck are not going to put out some kind of obscene rule that basically will ensure that we don't have success and we end up, you know, causing a lot of stress for this business, whether it stays alive or not, just because we might at some point get someone on the other side of the aisle that wants to buy an ad. All right? Sorry you're so frustrated, Nora. I can understand, but at the same time, this is kind of what democracy looks like, all right? And we're not, if Keith Ellison comes in the door, no one here is about to say no. That's democracy. 952-946-6205. 952-946-6205 is the phone number. You want to chime in on this? You're more than welcome to. It's the Matt McNeil Show right here on AM 950.
Enjoy a delicious home-cooked breakfast or lunch away from the kitchen at Milda's Cafe, now open 7 days a week. Milda's Cafe has been cooking up family favorites since 1964. Grab a coffee and sit down for a delicious Philly scramble, house-made rolls, or Denver omelet. Stop in for lunch where you'll find authentic Finnish pasties every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. Open weekdays 6 to 3, weekends 8 to 2. Milda's Cafe on Glenwood Avenue, 4 blocks east of Penn.
Seward Co-op, serving the community for nearly 45 years, invites you to shop their two convenient locations, both offering the strong commitment to local producers and healthy foods you've come to expect. Seward focuses on locally grown and raised products, fair trade, and environmental sustainability. Shop their selection of meats, artisan cheeses, and house-made baked goods. Find Seward at 2823 East Franklin Avenue or the Friendship Store on 38th Street and 3rd Avenue in Minneapolis. More at seward.coop.
Buy appliances below cost at Warner Stallion's Real Deal Clearance Sale this Saturday through Monday. Hundreds of yellow tag closeouts and floor models below cost, all with full factory warranties, laundry pairs, dishwashers, refrigerators, ranges, microwaves, grills, and more. Plus, unmatched savings on new special buys, including Whirlpool laundry pair for $4.99 each while they last. Yellow tagged appliances below cost and unmatched savings on special buys during the Real Deal Clearance Sale this Saturday through Monday at all 10 Warner Stallion stores.
Hello, humans. This is me, Ellie Krug, with Ellie 2.0 Radio on Monday mornings from 7 to 8 a.m. Our theme this week is thinking big on how to change the world. I'll talk about a young idealist, Jose Antonio Vargas, who's working to protect undocumented immigrants. Then I'll shift to the big interview with Dr. Mark Goulston, a neuropsychologist who's thought big about how to connect humans through listening. Ellie 2.0 Radio, engaging and real on AM 950, the progressive voice of Minnesota.
Tom Hartman here telling you that solar energy isn't just for environmentalists. Switching to all energy solar is actually perfect for reducing your carbon footprint while also saving money on your monthly electric bill. The fact that solar panels cause no earth-harming emissions while it's producing energy is a bonus. Who in the world could object to that? But they can also help you save money month after month for decades. And they do it with a clean footprint. So go green and start saving money today by visiting allenergysolar.com.
I know it. You know, I can understand why someone might get upset and get mad at us. I get that. But as opposed to us following, getting mad at us for us following the rules and being a successful business, you know, you might. This is just a suggestion. I am not going to ask anyone. I'm not going to do this. This is a mere suggestion, just a mere thought process. You could go to your local business if they're not advertising on AM 950. Tell them they should advertise on AM 950. You could call up your favorite politician and say, hey, make sure you're running ads on AM 950. That is on you. I am not. That is one way to do it. That's a way as well you could go with this. But if the concept is that because a Republican might eventually buy an ad with us, we should shut down and take no money at all from any Democrat either. Well, one, I mean, is that really, I mean, if the DFL wants to get on the air and advertise to probably the most loyal DFL voters in the state, I think they should be able to do so. Second of all, as a business model, that doesn't make a lot of sense if you want to be successful and actually keep the lights on in your building. Okay, I'm just going to say that. To the people that are watching us, hello, Internet. You can watch the radio. It's Radio for Your Eyes over at Facebook, am950radio.com. Vonnie, enough said. Please move on. I'll work on that, Vonnie. As well as... you know, Matt saying, yes, we want you in the air. Lisa, we want you on the air. And that's very nice. And you know what? You share a lot of that. And let me mention what Lisa said here. I've heard the ads, but I just ignore them because I understand how the business works. Well, that's up to the individual. That's in the individual. What I'm saying is, what I'll say is this, is you can determine how angry about this you want to get. All right. I can understand your frustration. I can understand your anger, but make sure we understand that if you're going to look for a target to release that on, make sure it's the right target, okay? And that's not us, all right? That's just not us. Victor, let's go to Victor in Minneapolis. Welcome on in, Victor.
Hi, Matt. Great show. And I 100% agree with you. It's not a viable business model not to take money and, you know. Well, you've already said all of that. I just wanted to say I actually applaud you guys. I think you should, get everyone in. Anyone who wants to pay for an ad, no worries. Just let them come on in and then prove them wrong. I mean, let's say a Republican, congressman or senator, whatever, buys ad time and then, you guys know who it is. And then you can immediately concentrate on their policies and pick them apart. And my guess is I don't think they have the guts to buy airtime on Air America because they know they're going to be exposed. Yeah. That's just my take.
I won't ever, and thank you, Victor, I appreciate it. I won't ever, I'll let the ads run on their own. I mean, we don't stop an ad midway through it and me start doing a running commentary. I don't do that. The ads run on their own. That's part of that's how radio model works. I have control over my segments and I'll talk about them. And trust me, I mean, the problem I'm having right now is how many horrible Republican candidates are there, from racist Facebook posts to completely unacceptable comments online to ungodly voting histories to trying to hide who they are as a political candidate. I'm trying to find time to get all these guys in. That's the trouble. I mean, I stand by this show. It's a good show. I'm proud of this show, if you want to know the truth. I'm damn proud of this show. I'm proud of being on this radio station. And this radio station, this is a business that does it right. It does. And you may not agree with it all the time, and I don't expect you to. In the same sense as I don't expect you to agree with me all the time. And trust me, you let me know about that. That being said, it's a good place, man. And things are run a specific way, and that's how we're doing it, all right? And just like I said, I can understand your frustration, but there are rules which we do follow. Jeff is in Minneapolis. Let's bring him on in here before the bottom of the hour break. Welcome on in, Jeff.
Hey, Matt. Thank you for taking my call. What a weather system, extending all the way from Minneapolis down to New Mexico. But I also agree. I think it's actually hilarious that the Republicans are starting to use a progressive forum to get their message out. Kind of looks like they're a little worried about what's going to happen this next election cycle. But my question to you is, and forgive me if you may have already addressed this on previous shows, but I'd just like to hear your opinion about this Christine Ford and what she should do. I think she should testify. And I would just like to hear your comments on it, and I'll hang up and listen.
Thanks, Jeff. I appreciate it. Well, the news story out today, and I'll just touch on this briefly here because I do want to come back and talk about a few Minnesota issues here. The story is now she's saying, I'm willing to come testify. I won't testify on Monday. And then in Ms. Ford, Dr. Ford, I should say, Dr. Ford, has said something here which basically forces the Senate's hand to basically accommodate her. She has said, I want you guys to guarantee my safety. It's not a surprise. She has gotten a lot of death threats. For goodness sakes, the Reverend Billy Graham Jr., that guy, oh my God. He's basically saying, ignore a potential rape case. That shouldn't matter. This is a Christian. This is a guy that speaks supposedly what Jesus said. And I can tell you right now, I can't imagine Jesus ever saying, I choked someone a few years back. He's still good people. I don't try to sexually assault someone years back. That's good people. Once again, allegations. Hence, you think you would want a full investigation if you're someone who thinks that they're Christian and you want to put forward a Christian candidate. Ugh. But needless to say, this woman has been threatened. There is a tremendous amount of pressure. The Republicans, we talked about this yesterday with Stein, Jeff. So if you listen to the podcast from yesterday, go listen to the Stein talking point. Republicans are in a corner. They either have to ram Kavanaugh through, which will implode on them. That's basically at that point, I think you can honestly say, if they ram Kavanaugh through, that's the Senate. The House is gone, I think. I don't think there's any chance in the world the Republicans hold the U.S. House. The Senate is going to be gone too if they ram through Kavanaugh. The next option is to go through this dog and pony show that the Republicans are claiming that we care, and stuff like this, but yet still try to, they don't want Ford to testify. I mean, at the end of the day, they don't want to. And the reason why is if she does, there is no way in the world that they look like they're decent human beings. They're already talking about their aides questioning Ford. So they might try to stretch this out, try to get right past the election, and then say, okay, quick vote, and then ram Kavanaugh through then. They might actually withdraw Kavanaugh. But then their next option is to try to jam someone through after the election before the Democrats take over, or have to try to get someone through a Democratic House and potentially a Democratic Senate. In the case of the Supreme Court, the Democratic Senate. So they're in a pickle. I can tell you they don't want her to testify, but the fact that she has said, you need to guarantee my safety, what can Grassley and the rest of those clowns say? No? Of course they have to say, sure, we'll guarantee your safety. We'll get you securely over there. We'll fly you out. We'll do whatever we can. My gut feeling is that if if Ford sets a date to come in and testify, say Thursday, Friday next week, that Kavanaugh by Monday will have withdrawn his nomination himself, because there's going to be too much pressure on the Republicans to get away from this. And like I said, the Republicans have no morality. They'll just try to jam through someone between Election Day and Christmas. They'll just throw someone in there and just, you know, the most far right person, get done with it and realize that, you know, that's they've just poisoned the water hole for 2020 too. So, but that is my guess. That's going to be my thought process on the whole thing, is that if Ford agrees to testify, the Senate basically guarantees her safety, and they get her there before that testimony happens, Kavanaugh withdraws. And then the Senate will say, well, there's no point in having the testimony, and they move on. That's my guess, all right? Needless to say, there is no way on the planet that this woman set up this, you know, smear campaign if she went and told her therapist about this in 2012. There is no way on the planet, and they know it. And so that's why their entire argument now is, oh, well, you know, what happened 35 years ago, whatever happened 35 years ago, that doesn't matter. Really? It's a Supreme Court justice, okay? It's not someone who basically got drunk and, you know, someone wrote with a magic marker on their face. You know, we should have a little bit higher standard here than, you know, trying to downplay this as boys will be boys, because I can tell you right now, I'm not raising my son to be like that. I wasn't raised to be like that. And I swear that 99.9% of this country was not raised to be like this. Why this keeps happening, though? At least I would hope that many people were. Every day I seem to be getting proven wrong on that one. 952-946-6205. 952-946-6205. Phil, I'll try to get your call after the break. 952-946-6205. By the way, reminder, tickets to Seavers Fall Festival. It goes on now through October over by Canterbury. We got a pair to give away a little bit later on. We'll talk about that in just a little bit. It's the Matt McNeil Show right here on AM 950.
The 54th Nobel Conference, Living Soil, A Universe Underfoot, is happening October 2nd and 3rd at Gustavus Adolphus College. The Nobel Conference invites participants to consider the vast diversity and complexity of soil and to ponder the challenges we face in protecting this most fundamental resource. Join 4,000 people on campus for one or both days to experience the presentation and Q&A sessions or watch the live stream. Some of the discussion questions the Nobel Conference will address include, what is soil health and what processes sustain healthy soils? What interactions connect the living entities in the soil, and how do those interactions shape natural systems? And how will climate change affect soils? New to this year's conference is that you can buy two tickets and get one free when you use the discount code FRIEND. Again, that's the 54th Nobel Conference, Living Soil, A Universe Underfoot, on Tuesday, October 2nd and Wednesday, October 3rd at Gustavus. Find the list of speakers, the schedule, and registration at gustavus.edu/Nobel Conference. That's gustavus.edu/Nobel Conference.
Find your place in a community you'll love on the Parade of Homes. Don't miss the Green Path Energy Efficiency Tour, sponsored by Xcel Energy. Free guidebooks at holiday and online at paradeofhomes.org. sponsored by U.S. Bank.
Matt McNeil for Rudy Luther Toyota. My family conquered the family vacation thanks to my Toyota Sienna. This last summer, I drove 16 straight hours in a single day, heading to the coast, a test which challenges even the most comfortable vehicles. The Sienna passed with flying colors. Roomy, comfortable, and easy to drive, it made the long day a piece of cake. And when driving in a new town, the Toyota Sienna gives me the comfort and reliability I need. Test drive one yourself at Rudy Luther Toyota, the southeast corner of 394 and 169 in Golden Valley.
What kind of a jackass would let an animal pick their insurance? Did you really think a lizard could save you money on car insurance? Would you let a duck pick your health policy? Insurance can be a zoo, but this is ridiculous. What you really need is an insurance agent that isn't looking out for the insurance companies. You need Cheryl at Array, an independent agent with 30 years experience looking for the best rate possible. Quit monkeying around and call 763-504-3067. That's 763-504-3067 for Cheryl at Array, representing you, not the insurance companies.
AM 950, the Progressive Voice of Minnesota. Programming brought to you by EatLocalMinnesota.com. Great restaurant, Seward Co-op Creamery and Cafe. Great menu there. Fantastic place. Wednesday through Saturday, 8 a.m. to 9 p.m., and they've got a happy hour Wednesday through Saturday, 3 to 5. Stop on by. They, of course, try to do responsible things whenever possible. They source products that promote sustainable food systems, minimize resource consumption. Yay! Sunny's Ice Cream, too. Yay! 2601 East Franklin Avenue in Minneapolis. It is the EatLocalMinnesota.com Restaurant of the Week. Seward Co-op Creamery Cafe. Phil is in Golden Valley. Welcome on in, Phil.
Hi, Matt. Well, the last time a major nominee was turned back during the hearing process, Robert Bork did not get cleared to the Senate. And as a replacement for Robert Bork, we ended up with Clarence Thomas.
Well, did Harriet Myers, she never got to the hearing process, did she?
No, there was some other, yeah, I mean, there have been a few people who've been, their names are kind of put up briefly, and they get taken down quick.
Well, that was Alito.
Bork, there were serious, principled problems with him. But look what we ended up with. Instead of Bork, we got Clarence Thomas.
Oh, that's not a comparison. I mean, Bork was god-awful, and Clarence Thomas was god-awful. But, you know, Phil, and I'm glad you brought this in, this is why 2016 mattered, people. This is why 2016 mattered. This is why I didn't sleep at all that night. Is because Trump gets to choose who he puts up there. And with a Republican Senate who's basically gutted all the rules, and trust me, if they lose the Senate in November, they're going to at the last second say, all these rules have to come back now. We were just doing this because you guys were bullies, but we're going to live by the rules now that we're the minority party. Bull. This is why you basically vote in freaking elections. And it's a tragedy it took this to get there. But once again, I think it was Harriet Myers who ended up being Alito. And he's a nightmare. Oh, for God's sakes, he's god-awful. Robert sometimes is not truly horrible. But Gorsuch is god-awful. Alito's god-awful. Clarence Thomas is god-awful. And if you're Clarence Thomas, you might be saying to yourself, I don't want this seat filled in by a Democrat. And I guarantee you, Clarence Thomas is a guy who will resign if he feels as if 2020, there's going to be a Democratic president, he'll resign, and the same Republicans who held back on Merrick Garland will be the same ones saying, you got to allow Trump to pick the next guy before the election. No. This is why elections matter, and you know what? They might throw someone else out there. I will say this one thing. I know Harriet Myers was put forward by W, but Harriet Myers was really kind of a stooge for W, and she was basically just saying, how do I vote? And that's why they liked her. That's why especially Cheney liked her as a candidate. For the most part, the Republicans don't like putting women on the Supreme Court because of Sandra Day O'Connor. I mean, they put Sandra Day O'Connor on thinking that she was going to be a reliable Republican vote, and she actually did, not all the time, but occasionally, did actually think for herself. And so, you know, it's going to be interesting to see where they go with that. I'll just say it like that. But no, I understand your frustration with if he gets. I can tell you right now, if Kavanaugh raped or sexually assaulted a teenage girl when he was a teenager, I don't care if it was 35 years ago. This is the Supreme Court of the United States of America. I understand the age we live in. For goodness sakes, as one thing I pointed out on Twitter this morning, because of Stormy Daniels, the porn star, we now know that the president of the United States lied repeatedly on the campaign trail in 2016 in numerous debates about the description of his own personal manhood. Okay? How about we say it like that? That's the America we live in today. And that's the Republican Christian America. They're okay with that. I get that. But if we're going to take this country back, we should not be sort of sitting there going, well, the next guy could be worse. Well, I don't care. Sexually assaulting a teenage girl when you're a teenager, that's not a, you know, just because you're 35 years later, that's not a hall pass, okay? Penny is in Minneapolis. Let's bring Penny on in. Welcome on in, and thanks for holding, Penny.
Hi, Matt.
Hey, yeah.
You know, last night I was watching a lot of CNN and MSNBC, and I just want to make a few comments that are in agreement with your other callers.
Okay.
John Dean was on, and he really promoted witness protection for her because he said he had been through it, and they really can do that for her, and he felt she deserved that. And then Charles Blow, the very famed journalist from the New York Times, was on, and I have never heard such a riveting, emotional response to sexual molestation. He had been molested as a young boy, and he pointed out how it's with you your whole life. It's just torture.
Well,
and that she would have nothing to gain. There'd be no purpose in her doing this if it wasn't true.
Well, and Penny, I'll just chime in here. You don't go on out there and say, I want an FBI investigation before I testify, unless you think that you've got a very legitimate claim. I mean, she's basically saying, prove me wrong, you won't, and then I'll testify. I mean, that's, you know, if you think that she's trying to, you know, damn it, you know, if she's just doing this to try to go after him, that's, there's nothing about, there's nothing about her telling her therapist in 2012 that about this that makes any sense. If you think that this is some sort of grand scheme, there is nothing that makes any sense. If she's saying, go throw this to the FBI first and let them investigate, and then I'll come testify. There, you know, she clearly is telling a story that has happened to her. And once again, Kavanaugh deserves his day in court, which is why she should be able to go testify. But that, you know, as far as witness protected, especially before anyone votes on Kavanaugh, as far as witness protection, I think that, you know, it's in this day and age, I think that that's the safest bet. And they should put her, there should be some sort of security for her. I don't know what the state of California can do. But I think that, and if people are threatening her, they should be prosecuted. Doug is in Minnetonka. He wanted to chime in on the Supreme Court, too. Welcome on in, Doug.
Hi, Matt. How are you?
All right, sir.
I wanted to say, if anybody is surprised that the assaulter in chief has not ordered an FBI investigation, then people have had their heads in the sand. And the Congress, when we replay everything from 1991, they're caught on tape doing the right thing. Now all of a sudden they don't want to. No one should be surprised. Here's a scenario I want to throw at you. If they work out terms for Dr. Ford to come and testify, if he had, and he may have, but probably not, if Trump had real advisors around him, they might tell him, we don't want this debacle. We don't want the country to hear what Dr. Ford is going to say. It is not going to work. And I think it's possible that the nomination is told. So well, I don't hold my breath.
Well, and Doug, I want to chime in here. Actually, that's exactly what I would say. I would, once again, if Dr. Ford agrees to testify. The Senate basically says, okay, fine. And I think once again, she's forced their hand saying, if you can promise me I'll be safe, I'll come testify. How they cannot say, sure, we're not going to keep you safe. No, they're going to say, sure, we'll get you safe. We'll get you in here. They basically have to follow through on this. They get that date scheduled. There's not enough time between now and the election for the Republicans to get away from this fast enough. Hence, Kavanaugh himself will withdraw the nomination. That'd be my guess. That would be my guess. And maybe, you know, and maybe Kavanaugh is just Machiavellian and he wants that position on the Supreme Court and he, you know, damn the torpedoes. But there is no good optic for the Republicans on this at this point. And, you know, she should be listened to. We're talking about the Supreme Court. This is not like an assistant night manager at a Target, for God's sakes. This is a person that's going to be making decisions on the Supreme Court. And the last thing I want is this, some guy, if all of a sudden a case of sexual assault comes to the Supreme Court and he has to make a ruling, and, you know, if the allegations are true, he says to himself, well, I got off of this. I'm going to let this guy off the hook. I don't want that. Because he's setting more than just a court ruling. He's setting precedent, for goodness sakes. Nice job, Republicans. Look where we're at. Look where we're at. Thanks to you guys. Thanks. Nice job, evangelicals. Is there anything else you want to do that Bible after you've burned it? Because, I mean, I can't figure out what the heck you guys are doing anymore. I can't. I have no idea what you guys are doing. I really have no idea. 952-946-6205. It does bring up a larger problem about the Republicans. And not only nationwide, but here in the state of Minnesota. I'll tell you what. We'll get to that in a second. Right now, let's give away a pair of tickets to Seavers Fall Festival. Now, if you've won in the last few years, hold off on winning. We don't give away too many things here. So if you've won in a few years, hold off on calling in. But if you would like to win a pair of tickets to Seavers Fall Festival, not today. It's raining like crazy. But they're going to be going through October. A lot of great fun. Caller number 5 at 952-946-6205. 952-946-6205. Caller number 5. You'll win yourself a pair of tickets to Seavers Fall Festival. Good luck. 952-946-6205. 952-946-6205. We'll take a break. Come on back. It's the Matt McNeil Show right here on AM 950.
Good day to be indigenous.
Native Roots Radio presents I'm Awake. Our weekly Native American talk radio show will discuss national and local Native American news and events. Local and national guests will help us keep current with Mother Earth, tribal, and Twin City issues. Native American issues are human issues. We invite all people to walk hand in hand with our struggles, victories, and achievements. Listen Saturdays at 2 p.m.
I am awake.
Crazy about pets? We are too. The Pet Connection Show is a great venue for fun, informative, and creative conversations about pets. Join myself, Kathy Menard, and Dr. Nicole Parole, along with guests who are leaders in the dynamic and growing pet industry, as we discuss healthcare, relationships, behaviors, and even political issues as they relate to our pets. So come, sit, stay for the Pet Connection Show, Sundays 11 a.m. to noon on AM 950 Radio, the progressive voice of Minnesota.
Eventually, it's going to happen. You'll turn the key and your engine won't start. Don't lose your ability to get around. Visit O'Reilly Auto Parts for a superstart battery. Whether it's a reliable economy, hardworking premium, or powerful extreme, you'll find it at an everyday low price. Don't let a dead battery slow you down. Visit O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Buy appliances below cost at Warner Stallion's Real Deal Clearance Sale this Saturday through Monday. Hundreds of yellow-tagged appliances below cost, plus unmatched savings on new special buys including laundry pairs, dishwashers, refrigerators, and more. This Saturday through Monday at all 10 Warner Stallion stores.
Hi, this is Ken Hagelin, host of the Minnesota Hospice and Healthcare Show, your source for elder care and caregiver solutions, inviting you to listen to our live call-in show airing on Saturdays from noon to 1. On my next show, I'll be talking with Paul Blum, CEO of Right at Home, an in-home care and assistance company serving the Twin Cities. Please join us this Saturday from noon to 1 for the Minnesota Hospice and Healthcare Show and learn more about us at minnesotahospice.com.
wonder, always loves when we do call-ins because all of a sudden the phone's going nuts. Jill from Invergrove Heights is the winner today. Congratulations, Jill. You'll enjoy the fun of Seaver's Fall Festival. If you get a chance to get over there, it's a blast. We always go as a family. They're running through October. The weekend before Halloween. They run up till the weekend of Halloween. They're by Canterbury down in Shakopee. So stop on by and enjoy that. Jill in Invergrove Heights, congratulations. We've got another pair of tickets to give away tomorrow. So listen for your chance to win then. So here's the problem Republicans have got. Is you guys have screwed things up so bad. Even your evangelical base has to basically, you know, has to sign on to this deal with the devil that they have done. And they have. And it is a deal with the devil. You guys, as much as you guys on the evangelical side and this and these you know, far-right Christians, they say, oh, the Bible is against gay people. The Bible is against, you know, same-sex marriage, all that stuff. You know what the Bible really is against? Sleeping against, out of your wedlock. How about that? You know how many times that's referenced in the Bible? Oh, yeah, that's right. You guys forget all about that. Jesus actually even talked about that one. And that's what supposedly makes you Christian. But that being said, you guys gotten into bed with the devil, and not you yourselves can't even palate this anymore. It's just, ugh. So you're going to have a lot of moderate Republicans lose. Because moderate Republicans are what you need to have. I mean, this is what we talk about when we talk about Republicans who are running and trying to hide the fact that they're Republicans. Like that cousin's cat out in Minnetonka who's desperately trying to prevent anyone from finding out, don't let him know I'm a Republican! Those are the people that get taken out when there's massive waves. All the moderates. So who's going to be left in the Republican Party? Your Louis Gohmert, your Steve Kings. These guys, what they've done is they've set the trap for themselves. Because those districts are safe. Tom Emmer, until he gets a candidate who knocks him off because he doesn't like wearing sheets at cross burnings, he'll win that seat because they have set up these districts across the country where they can't lose. And that is all that's going to be left of the Republican Party when this is all said and done. And they're going to have your Steve King. And that's who's going to be driving the Republican Party. And if you think things are bad now, holy cow, they're going to get incredibly worse for the Republicans. When you look at the state of Minnesota, you know, they had the poll came out, Star Tribune. Trump's polling at 39% approval rate. 39%. Let's call it, Neuberger's not going to win. Neuberger's entire campaign strategy is save Trump because he has no concept of how to run. He is one of that district he's from in Becker doesn't really have too many Democrats in it, and henceforth he has never really had to run a campaign where he has to appeal to Democrats. And so that idiot is out there basically saying, I'm going to spoon with the guy who's got 39% approval rate in Minnesota. I'm not going to win. Neuberger, he's not going to win. Jeff Johnson, he's not going to, you know, against Walls. For God's sakes, he's a loaf of Wonder Bread. There's no excitement to him at all. He just, hey there, I'm Hennepin County Commissioner. Yeah. Like I said, Republicans, you would have been much better served if that governor, lieutenant governor ticket would have been flip-flopped. I'm just saying. So I don't think Johnson's going to win. Ilhan Omar is going to win in 5. You know, Betty McCollum's going to win in 4. Colin Peterson's going to win in 7. Those are givens. I'd say Eric Paulson's in big, big trouble. I think Jason Lewis is in big, big trouble. That's 2 and 3. 8? That's a leaning Democrat right now. And in 1, Hagedorn's just basically hoping no one starts looking into his background and into his past. But this is why when you look at that attorney general's race, that's one of the few races that's close. I mean, you're going to see eventually in Minnesota, what you're going to see is all the money is going to boil down to 2 races. They're going to try to get Housley to knock off Senator Tina Smith, and they're going to try to get Wardlow to knock off Keith Ellison at the attorney general's race. And that's what it's going to be. And they are going to paper this state. I mean, eventually the Republican money for Ellison or for Paulson, the Republican money for Paulson and for Lewis, especially if the polling numbers in those districts continue out the way they are, it's going to dry up. People are not going to keep throwing money at a race they already know is lost. It might migrate to 8. It might migrate to 1. But they're not going to get a lot of money. You're going to get all the attention on 2 races. Housley to try to knock off Tina Smith, which once again, Tina Smith is leading that race by what, 7? That's a pretty good lead, especially when you can attach Tina Smith's campaign to Amy Klobuchar's campaign. She's leading by like 40 or something like that right now. 30. I think it's 30. So the Attorney General's race becomes a major race. And that is going to be it. And if you have not spent your time looking at what Wardlow stands for, Wardlow! There's a reason why weak candidates only talk about their opponent. Because if they have to talk about what they stand for, no one would ever vote for them. That's reality. That's just the reality of it. But because the modern Republican Party is this evil kind of entity that likes its racism and it likes its bigotry and it likes going, you know, and vilifying, and that's what they all they do. They're going to throw tons of money at Keith Ellison because of the allegations against Keith Ellison, which are not going away, by the way. So what are you going to do? What is going to be your game plan? Because I can tell you right now, that's where the Republicans are headed. That's it. I mean, they've got even more candidates who are, I was reading about this, and I'll share this tomorrow with Blue Stem Prairie, the candidate down at Hutchinson, who's basically out there saying, you know, that, you know, being sexually assaulted by Kavanaugh, if that allegation is true, is nothing, that was 35 years ago. Get over it. Sort of thing. I'll break that down a little bit better. I'm paraphrasing probably horribly, but needless to say, that is who this party is. So, educate yourself. And I don't know if Keith Ellison's campaign wants to run some airtime on AM 950. Might not be the worst idea. Because unless you guys start going, and like I said, you need to be a lot more vocal. You need a lot more, because that's the race that they're going to eventually focus in on. And Wardlow is easy to knock down if you guys want to knock him down. So as opposed to just hoping the Democrats just, you know, are benevolent and put you into office, you'd better get a game plan and to hold the Attorney General's race. Because everything in the kitchen sink's about to get thrown at that thing. Because, really, that's basically the only chance that the Republicans have got in Minnesota. It really is. Well, thanks for calling. It's been a good day. We got Doug Padgett up next. We're back tomorrow. Till then, see ya.